Shittas HaRitve, that the Shittas HaRitve is that in order for Mechitzes to make a Rishus HaYochid, it has to be in such a distance away, the Chol Sheroya Atzmai Teich HaMechitzes Choshev Rishus HaYochid. If he doesn't see himself Teich HaMechitzes, it is not considered the Rishus HaYochid. And from the Ritve, it's Mevuah, that Afilu, we are speaking about HaMechitzes HaNasa Yidei Odom. Afal Pikein, it is not matter if he's not Roya Atzmai Teich HaMechitzes. Exactly what this means, I saw in the Nesiva Shabbos, he brings from the Marsham, and it's a suffix of the Chai Odom, that could be the Shir is Tez Zayin Mil or Tez Zayin Mil. That means if there's a Gemara in Pcheres that the person can see Tez Zayin Mil. And if there are things in the city which are blocking the view, so we're done Ki'ilu, they weren't here. Then there's the see Bepoil, would be standing on a tall roof, it'd be able to see Tez Zayin Mil, the Mechitzes, that is sufficient. Then he brings another Mahalach, that if it is possible for a person to walk during Shabbos and see the Mechitzes around the city, that's also considered that it's Efshel L'Roisam. But if it's not in the walking distance, there is also, and it is more than Tez Zayin Mil, then according to the Ritve, it shouldn't be good. Let us start again the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Echad Boer HaRabim UBe'er HaRabim UBe'er HaYochit Oisin Lohem Pasin. You could have a Boer HaRabim, a Be'er HaRabim UBe'er HaYochit Oisin Lohem Pasin. Aval LeBoer HaYochit Oisin Lohem Mechitze Gevoye Yitvochim. If it is a Boer Shel Yochit, then we are not matter with Pasin Berois, then you need a Mechitze that is Gevoye Yitvochim Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rashi says, Boer HaRabim, Iposki Mayim, Mitkiri Adodi. We have to be assured that there'll be Mayim in the Boer, that they shouldn't be Mishtamish with the Pasei Berois, and there's really no Mayim. So that is the Maila of Boer HaRabim, Mitkiri Adodi. Boer HaYochid, Rashi says, Nami Shori, Doloi Poski Mayim. A Boer, normally, a bear shalo yechazvu meimov, normally a bear has a continuous supply of water. So even though there's no rabim demitkeri adodi, but since it is a bear, one can assume that the supply of water will remain in the bear. L'chayre, the Seder HaMishneh is zu vein tzorich leimezuktoni. It's bear ha-rabim, we have a mile of mitkeri, Be'er HaRabim, you have a double maila. You have a maila of Mitkiri, and you also have a maila of Be'er. So it's Zuv Ein Tzorich Leimezum. Then he says, Be'er HaYochid. So I found the Chodesh HaOviv, he wants to say, could be the Tana wanted to be Masmech Rabim to Rabim and Be'er to Be'er. So that's why he set up the Mishnah in such a oifen. Divrei Rabbi Kiva, so this is Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova Oimer, Ein Oisin Pasin Elo Lebe'er HaRabim Bilvat. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova is Chaylik, it is only permissible by a Be'er HaRabim. Ulishar Oisin Chagura Gavoya Soret Fochim, the rest, a Be'er HaRabim, a Be'er HaYochid, one has to make a Chagura. Rashi says, Lebeir HaRabim, Deiko Tarti Lemal Yusef. Now the Teres Chaim and Daf Chof Aleph learned Pshat in Rashi, and that's the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, that Rashi means as follows. Rashi mentioned by a Rabim, there's a Maile, Mitkeri Adodi. A Be'er, there's a Maile, Nami Shori, Doloi Poski Maile. Now, I don't know if this is Leiposki Maya, there's not 100% guarantee Leiposki Maya, but 85% of the time it's Leiposki Maya. So he says, Lebe'er HaRabim, so could be Mitkri Adodi is also not 100%. De'ika Tarti Lemal Yuse, you have a maila of mitkrei adodi, and you have a maila of loiposki maya, so maila both together, so maila now we can be assured, mesame 95% that it be loiposki, that it won't be poski maya. That's the rehitas loshen of Rashi. And therefore the Teres Chaim asks Akasha and Rashi from a Gemara Davchof Aleph Omed Aleph. The Gemara says on Davchof Aleph Omed Aleph, we had learned on the Seif of Davchof Omed Beis, Lehutri Pasei Beirois Elo Lagabi Beheime Bilvat. For the only matter Pasei Beirois for Beheime, but a person is Metapes Voila Metapes Beirot. Any. So the Gemara asks for Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Abba Yudah Meshmu, Lehutri Pasi Birois, Elo Laber Mayim Chayim Bilvat. They will only matter if there's a Ber Mayim Chayim. We'll see later in the Sugya that Abba Yudah Meshmu paskind like Abba Yudah Ben Bove. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So the Kasha is, if you only matter for behemoths, why do you need a ber mayim chayim? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, vila behemoth mali chayim mali mechunosim, bina midi de chozi lodo. No, you need a psa midi, a kaponim, it should have in it the psach shibis, that there is mayim that's chozi lodo. Frek the Teres Chaim, according to Rashi, Rashi says Tarti Lemal Yuse. So Tarti Lemal Yuse means a Be'er Mayim Chayim is two miles. It's Loiposki Mitzad the Be'er, and it's Mitkri Adodi Alts Terabim. But where do you see if you need a Midi de Chozi La'odom? You need a, what is the problem? That Kasha the Teres Chaim asks on Rashi. Now let us refresh our memories. That's a Shverkait on Rashi. Now let us refresh our memories. Let us see Taisus Dav Yud Ches Amad Aleph. Taisus Dav Yud Ches Amad Aleph says as follows. This, the third Taisus on the Amad, Boer Lechud, Boer Lechud. Perish Rashi, Boer Mayim Mechunosim, Da Avidi De Poski. That's why a bear is no good, because a bear is avidi de poski. Va'af al gav de le kamon bepirke koma taime de beinon mayim chayim mishum de beinon midi de chozi liyodo. The Gemara says later, this is our Gemara daf chof aleph, that the Gemara says the reason you need a bear is als midi de chozi liyodo. Hay taime lo shach el Rab Yehuda ben Bover. This reason only applies to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. The Omar Einoisim Pasim Elo Leber HaRabim Levat. The time Mishim Deboi Midi Dechozi Lodo. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova we can only understand because it's Midi Dechozi Lodo. The Imishim Deloi Poski Afilo Boi Rabim Nami. Then Lochosh Tulme Poski because Rabim Mitkiri Adodi. So Taisvis says, so Taisva says that Vakert, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, he says, there's nothing wrong with Rabbi Mitkeri Adodi. There's nothing wrong with that. So if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said, you need a Be'er shel Rabim, so Al Kocher, there's no Shaykhis at all with Achshash of Poski. No, it's because you need Achshivas of Midi Dechozi La'odo. And Taisva says, Avu Sharta Noim Tamay Mishum Deloy Poski. The boy midi the chazilodam, afilo boy harabim nami loy. So Taisvi says the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove and the other Tanoim is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove was machadish this din if you need midi the chazilodam. That's very good. The Gemara Dav Chofal. And this the Teres Chaim also asks, so why dafke a ber shel rabim? What a ber shel yochid? It's also a midi de chozi la'odom. Bleib der oichet by akashe. Aval kaponim, so we see in Rishonim that there's two mahalchim how to explain Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Rashi vaistois Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove wanted to ensure that it will be loiposki, so you need a pistartilativus, be'er and shel rabim. In Taisus weiß doch euch, Rabbi Yudah ben Bove ist mechadisch ein nur Chumre in Idmidi der Chosei Lo'odom. The mission is Messiah, according to Rabbi Yudah ben Bove, all other boires will not become mutal ay day pasi berois, l'shar oisin chagure gavoya asore tvochim yemeka chagure, so Rashi says, hekef shel chavolim, that's what Rashi says, and Taisu says, chagure perish mechitze, so again here it seems there's a machloikis Rashi in Taisu, that's how the Rishash learns pshat, and the Rishash is moira, and the same ha'ore it says in Peres Chaim and the Ritve, the Taisus Arosh, I'm sorry, the Taisus Arosh and the Ritve, that the Loshna Gemor, but I besides given some achloikis, because Leboir HaYochid, Rabbi Kiva said, Oysen loim mechitze geboye yutfochem. And Leshar, he says, Yemeika Chagure. So why says it's, the Ritve wants to learn Pshat, that Fakert. That the Lucher is going, Lashar is going on that, what the Tanakame, that what the Tanakame was Makel on, so he's Machmer, but a Chagura will help. Perhaps a Ber Shal Yochid, maybe there's also my idea, you need a Machitza Gomel of Yud Tvochem. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. So that would seem, so we need a be'er shel Rabbi. For Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, lo yehutru pasei b'rois, elo lebe'er mayim chayim bilvat. And that is this memre, where we hear on daf chof alef amadal. Zuk de gemore utzriche. You need both of these members. It's repetitious. If you paskin, like he says, you paskin at Yehuda ben Bove, so you see, Chloe, you need a bear maim chayim. The Gemara says it's tzricha. Di ashminin alochik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, hava amine derabim vafilu mechanosim. Very interesting hava amine. I would make a mistake pshat Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. I would think that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, the Iker is Rabim. The Iker is Rabim. And a Rabim, a Boir Shal Rabim, is also permissible. V'hai diktoni be'er ha-Rabim. Why does it say be'er ha-Rabim? If Boir ha-Rabim, Boir Shal Rabim is also good. Why does it say dafke be'er ha-Rabim? La'afukim mida Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, if it is a be'er, so there's no shash of poskimaye. So he said, no, a be'er, you also need rabim. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove is telling us that a be'er also needs rabim. So it's coming out as follows. So you need rabim. Let's analyze this. That the havamin of the Gemara was that if Rav Yehuda Mashmur would say halachik ed Rav Yehuda ben Bove, I would make a mistake pshat in Rav Yehuda ben Bove. I would say that according to Rav Yehuda ben Bove, Boer HaRabim is also sufficient. Why is he saying Boer HaRabim to lafukim ed Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva said a Boer alone is sufficient. He said no. A bear alone is not sufficient. When it is a bear, you also need rabim. But a bear is also sufficient. A bear, a rabim is also sufficient. So according to this, we see as follows. That the emison rabim is better than bear. Rabim is better than bear because you see, bear or rabim, the Gemara said, it could be as good according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Why does he say Be'er HaRabim? To tell me a Be'er HaYochid is not good. So we see that percentage-wise, which is more batuach, the Leiposki Maye, Rabim is more batuach. And that is what he is chaylik on, and that is what he is chaylik on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said a Be'er is also good. Loshna Rashi also would seem like this. Rashi in the Mishnah. Be'er HaYochid Nami Shori. That means boyer rab mi poski mayim mit kriya dodi. That means you have the, you're insured that loy poski mayim because rab mit kriya dodi. Be'er hayochit namisha. This is also mut, even though you don't have the rabbin, but you have the insurance that most times a be'er is loy yekazvu meimov. Al koponim, so the Gemara here said that if it would only say the first memre of Rabbi Yudah Meshmul, I would think that Boir HaRabim is also good, and he says Be'er La'afuki Mid Rabbi Yehuda, Mid Rabbi Kiva. Now, if this is true, so in Al Kaponim, in this Havamina, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove is only chaylik on Be'er Shal Yochid, in the Machloikis is in the insurance you need, that we should be assured that it should be loy poski. Rabbi Kiva holds Be'er is also a sufficient insurance, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove says no, you need Rabbi, you need the assurance of a Rabbi. That would be if it's the first. Yeah. Kamash melom loyutlo pasi birois elo leber mayim chayim. So now we had a second memre that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul said loyutlo pasi birois elo leber mayim chayim. So what is this memre coming to tell us? So this member is coming to tell us a Boyer HaRabim is no good. You need a Be'er HaRabim. Now, L'chayre, what is the lomdus in this Maimah? If we saw before that Boyer is HaRabim is good, it's Leposki, Mitkirei Adodi, so why do you need Be'er? So L'chayre, the second member is coming to tell us there's a new din. There is a din you need chazi liyadam, and that is the Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph. And the Gemara brought this memre. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, you need a be'er. And the Gemara Fataych, the whole reason of the be'er is that you need the outside to be chazi liyadam. So that is pshat in the two memres of Rabbi Yudah Meshmu. Ve'i ashmeinon be'er mayim chayim. Hava mine loishno de rabim ve loishno de yochid. If he would only say the second memre, so I would think that the iker inyan is chazi l'odom. But the problem of leiposki could be ber shal yochid is also good. Kamash malon alochik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. So the first member is coming to tell us alochik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove that you need rabim, you need bedavke rabim. So lechayre, the way the Gemara feels is now we understand pshat Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove holds you need an assurance of rabim. That's why ber shel yochid is not good. And the reason Be'er Shel Rabim is not good is because you need Chazi Liyodam. That's L'chayre Pshat in this Gemara. You have to know Rashi in the Mishnah, Abar Kaponim. That's L'chayre Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Hava Mine De Rabim Afilu Mechonosim Shori Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bove. If we'd only have the first Memre, Halachi Ken Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bove, so I would think of a Be'er Shel Rabim is also mutter. For hay the koma Be'er HaRabim, Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Doma Be'er HaYochid Shori, Rabbi Kiva said we could rely on a Be'er HaYochid. Vosi Lameima Afal Gav Demayim Chayim Ninu. The Rabim Ein the Yochid Loi, Vochi koma. Ein Oisin Pasin Afilu Le'Be'er Elo Shel Rabim. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Let us see Taisus. Bohod in Nokat Be'er HaRabim Lafuki Merabbi Kiva. Bim Taima. For Taisus, how could one have such a Havamina? If in Yesod he holds that a Be'er HaRabim, L'chayr a Be'er HaRabim is a bigger Chiddush than Be'er HaRabim. So if in Yesod he holds that Be'er HaRabim is also Mutter, and the whole Machloikis is by Be'er HaYochid, so Faktor Taisus him kein avle lemeim of Be'er HaRabim. Let him say that. Be'er HaRabim is mutter. Val kochach, so now, if he says Beir HaRabim, so Beir HaRabim is about the Gewiss Mutter. Val kochach Beir HaYochid Loi, dim kein Heine Rabbi Kive. So Lechere, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove should have said a greater Chiddush, that Beir HaRabim is Mutter, not Beir HaRabim. Vishloim Medo'ulcha de Milse Le Misni Me'inyin Shememayit. If he wants to be madgish, that be'er ha'yochid not, so therefore he says be'er ha'yochid, this is oiske cheshbent, that if be'er ha'rabim is good, so be'er ha'rabim is a badgiv is good, so mistome is choylik on be'er ha'yochid. Like this, if he says be'er ha'rabim is good, so mitoich dik l'shoine, we hear be'er ha'rabim v'loi be'er ha'yochid. Inami, Taisus says, could be we're learning wrong pshat. Hod de koma de rabim afilu mechinosim, that I would have a havamine that mechinosim is also good. Lav a Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove koi ala Shmuel. He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said, Be'er ha-rabim, so that's it. It's Be'er ha-rabim, there's nothing but to talk about. But I would think, that what Rav Yehuda Moshmur Paskin, like Rav Yehuda Ben Bove, I would think that the psak was only legabi that you need rabbi, that you're not samech on be'er. But he doesn't paskin that on the second din of Rav Yehuda Ben Bove that you need chozi lodom. So that's why Rav Yehuda Moshmur would say a second maimer that it's only muta be'er maim chaim kesh need chozi lodom. Loishno de rabim, veloishno de yochid. If we would say the second memre, if we would have the second memre of, if we would have the second memre of Rabbi Yehuda ben of Yehuda Meshmul, I would think yochelius to have the loishno de rabim veloishno de yochid. Yochelius to have the Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove could be. The second memory also stims with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. That what, that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Be'er ha-yochid is also good. For ho, the noket Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Be'er ha-rabim, hainu la-afuki, Be'er ha-rabim. Aces could be that what, that he hopped on Be'er ha-rabim to tell you his madgish and the din rabim. That in rabim, only Be'er ha-rabim is muta, because you need chosi la-odom. But could be Be'er HaYochid is also Mutter, but Be'er HaRabim will be also. Kaponim, that's why we need both members of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Zokte Mishne Vaite, Ve'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Hagine v'hakarfev she'en shivim amo v'shirayim, al ayin amo v'shirayim, hamukefes geder govoya asorat vochem. It's mukif ageda gavoya asorat vochim, and this is lechayre areas which are not mukif ledire gine vakarfef. Is metaltalim besoicha, one is permitted to be metaltal besoicha ubilvat. But you're only permitted to be metaltal ubilvat she yehebo shoimiro oi beis diro oi shetehei smucha leir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Shaymira suke shaymer. Va'af al gav de hukef ledire. So now, from Rashi, we'll see Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi learns that this Shaymira is makes it mukef ledire. Now, mukef ledire, there are two tnoyim that we need. Number one, it should be adire hagune. It should be take adire. Not all tashmishim give it a teiras dire. And number two, in order to give it a din of hukif ledire, you need posach lebesayif hukaf. That means when the hekif was made, when the enclosure was made, you already had this dire. Now, if Rashi says, ba'af al gav the hukif ledire, so Rashi learns that a shemire, and a beis dire, and then samach leir, have a din of hukif ledire. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova is saying, when are you permitted to be metaltlin? Metaltlin besoicha ubervad sheyehei bo shemiroi beizdira sheteismucha lehir. The heter tiltel is only based on saimu de shorit feiloi. So be emison according to Rashi, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova is telling us two gewaldike chedushim, which till now we were never aware of. Chidush number one, that by a base of soyim, you also need hukif ledire. That is chiddush number one. That's what we do above all. And chiddush number two, hukif ledire will only help by a base of soyim. More than a base of soyim, a fellow hukif ledire also won't help. This is meir de kechiddushim according to Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afilu ein bo elo boir usiyach umaora metaltlum besoicha. You don't need the dire of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, Shemira, Abayr Sich and Ma'ore is also sufficient. The Magi and the Chedusha Meiri says, L'chayre, it's not Abayr Sich and Ma'ore that has a boy L'chayre that has Mayim Mechunosim. If it has Mayim Mechunosim, so Memele, if it has Mayim Mechunosim, so L'chayre, it's not Royal Dire either. So he wants to say pshat that he says that he means that you have mayim chayim, that it's but you don't need that. Also gives it a shame hukef ledira. Afilo ein ba laboyer v'siach ma'ora metaltlan b'soicha. You don't need from him vaystoish. You need something more. You need a base dira, a shemira. If you have tashmishe dira, this is also sufficient. Rabbi Akiva Oimer. Afilu ein bo achas mikol eilu mitaltalim b'soicha. Now Rabbi Kiva comes and says a idea which we were accustomed till now, that if it's a base of sayim, ubuvat she'ebo shivim amo v'shirayim. Or shivim amo v'shirayim. As long as there's shivim amo v'shirayim, you do not need anything. But for din, a base of sayim does not need hukif ledirah. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, im hoisa olko yeser al rochbo. What if it was olko yeser al rochbo? It wasn't square. Afilu amo achas, I mean it's rectangular. Afilu it's one ame more, and it has the same area of shivim ame vishirayim, ein metaltalim besoicha. One is not permitted to be metaltal besoicha. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, afilu orko pishnayim beroch, bo metaltlim besoicha. So Rabbi Yosi seems to say there's no chesaron of a rectangular area. It's not hukif ledire, but it's also muta, as long as it's shivim ama v'shirayim. Omar Rabbi Eloi, shamati merabbi Eliezer, now Rabbi Loi is saying big chedushim. He's saying that it's loy hukif ledire. You don't even need a beis osayim. Vafilu hi kebeis kor is also permissible. One chedush. V'chein shamati mimenu. I heard another chedush from Rabbi Elazar. Anshei chotzer sheshochach echad mehem v'loy irev beisoy. Like this, the older chatzeres are mishtatef in the erev, and then one is permitted to be moitzi from the bayis to the chatz. It's considered all one big dira. What happens if one of the batim was not mishtatef in the erev? So now we have here a problem. The problem is that his dira will answer the chatzah, because he has drisus a regel in the chotzer, and he did not become mishutef with the other, the yoyrim, with an eruvi chatzeres. But there is an eitze for the bnei achotzer. If he'll be mevatel his reshus to the bnei achotzer, so he considers himself like he's not a dor in this chotzer, he's mevatel his reshus, his chusim in the chotzer, like he's out of the, he's commander lesser, so then, they're permitted to carry in the chotzer. But, also, milahachnis ulahoitzi loy. One is not permitted to take out of his house or to bring into his house from the chutz, loy letzolchoy, avo lahem muta, they are permitted lahachnis loy. So it's a little clearer in Rashi. V'chein shamati mimenu another chiddush, sheyaitzin bar kablin bepesach, that bar kablin is a mean more. V'chazarti al kol talmidov, so these three maimorim, Rabbi Eloi had heard from Rabbi Lezer, Bikashti Lichova Veloi Motsosi, that someone should have heard the same aloches from Rabbi Lezer. Zogt Rashi. Smucha Leir, the hoyel ukroiva lebeisoi, since this calf of Ogine is kroiva lebeisoi, Datoi lehishtamish bo tomit, so he wants to be mishtamish with this kalfif, l'chuhukif ledira domi, so it's also considered hukif ledira. Ubilvad, sheteishivim amo vishirayim, alayin amo vishirayim, velo yoisa. Begmore porech, tanekame nami ochi koma. That means as follows, that we had over here in the Mishnah, we had in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah we had, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad beis asoyim. Rabbi Yehuda said that a pasi birois is mutar till a beis asoyim, but more than a beis asoyim is not. But a beis asoyim is mutar. And Rabbi Kiva also says the same thing. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afilu ein bo achas mikol eilum mitaltum besoichu bovat shei bo shivim mamma vishcham mishvam vishirai. Hey, so Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda, the bar we had, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, and we had either time, Amru beis asayim el, not only Rabbi Yehuda, we had over here the Amru lo, I'm sorry, lo Amru beis asayim el legino lekalfev, agina kalfev, since it's not hukav ledire, you need a beis asayim. So the amruloi, so they said, if it's not hukav ledire, so then the maximum shiur is a beis asayim. That's the amruloi. So that's mamish Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva oimah, filayim ba'achas mikolaylo, there's nothing else in it. It's not hukav ledire. Metalful besoich b'vat shei b'shivim amah v'shirayim v'shivim amah v'shirayim. So that's what Rashi means. B'gmora porich, tanekam and nami yochi kama. This is the amruloi. So, what is Rabbi Kiva Moisef? We have such a sheet already. Im hoya orko yeser al rochbo, afilu amo achas. Afal gav, the miet rochbo, bohoisef bo orko, vein bekula elo beis osaim, ein betaltalem, de merubu de shori rabbonon heiched aloi hukif ledire. You need a merube if it is not mukif ledire. Anshei chotzer sheshochach, ulemocher bitter leshusoi lechaveiroi. And Shabbos, he was mavatel's reshus. Shehoisa aseres aleim alohitzi mibetem lechotzer. His reshus and the chotzer asked them to carry out. Is the halacha is, beisoi osa lahachnis alohitzi lechotzer litzolchoi. He says, to do something for him, they're not allowed to do. Avo lehen muta lovi kli boteyem lebeisoi derech otza. He says, letzol choy is osa. Nefil, if he doesn't do it, it seems. If they're doing for him, it's also osa. But they're permitted to take their kelim into his house. Ba'akablim shein more. Ubikashta lichova. Lishloisha dvorim halolu. Im shomon mipi v'loy matzosi ubegmor meforish the gabigin of a kalfif l'shar yoisim ibeis osayim faker that they never heard of such a chiddush. The only matter if it's a mukif l'dire to l'beis osayim gabayan sheichot sovri daf lahem osa beisoy that therefore their tzarech they're also not allowed to carry into his house. The bitl rishus makes that they can be metalta from their bias to the chutz. B'gmorim meforish pluktayim. U'bar kablim sovri, the lav morehu. There they hold that is not more. we find here in the Mishneh that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, we mentioned before, says a gavaldike chiddush, that afilu a beis osayim, we'll see in Tosis lav dafke beis osayim, who didn't even less than a beis osayim, that you need it should be mukif ledire. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Fregt Rabbi Kiveger, say bezoi, so l'chayre, now we have a new insight in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said, that ein oisin pasin elo lebe'er ha-rabim bilvat. You need a be'er. So the Gemara built big chidushim, why do you need a be'er? A be'er, again, shalom, this the Gemara says in Afchav Olam, chazi la'odom, need a chshivis of the mayim, it should be chazi la'odom. Frek Rabbi Kevege, could be, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove is also l'shitosai. That means Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove holds that a mokim, that you need, there's no mokim that is mutif, it's not mukif ledire. So if it would be mayim mechunosim, so it's not mukif ledire. Rashi in the Mishnah that Yitches Amad Aleph said that pasi beirois, bahani pasi beirois nami, hoyle mei meim ruin lishtiyas odam tash mishdire mal yesu. So Rashi said that what according to the Chachomim, afilu kur, kurayim is mutter, because it's called mukif ledira. Mukif ledira is mutter afilu more than that. Okay, that's according to the Chachomim, which achaylik on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava we have here in our Mishnah is machadesh amoyre de kechumre, that lemaise, that there is no area that is mutter letautel if it is not hukif ledira. So Memela, maybe that's Pshat and Be'er Mayim Chayim. So how did the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Aloch Yekabi the Bov and Yira Be'er Mayim Chayim. Where do you see, who says this one Tana that holds that? Rabbi Kiva Zicha didn't hold that. So who said it? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. So the Gemara made up a whole shtik Torah that you need Chazila Adam, because it has to have achshivis, and Tosfos Mutzis, even though they don't drink saivis, you need Chazila Adam. Where do you see this Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove needs a be'er in order to make a ukiv ledire. That's Rabbi Kiveger Zakash. So Rabbi Kiveger, if that would be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, so you need it, not als the chesoron of pasi berois, that pasi berois needs a dovah chazi lodom. No, you need it because every hekif has to be mukif ledire. So ibezoi, so what's pshat in the end of the Mishnah? L'sharo isin chagura gavoya asor et vochem. How does a chagura help? How does a chagura help? If the Tamar of Yehuda ben Bove is, because there has to be mukif ledira, not on spasi berois. So how does a chagura help? A chagura is also, he was speaking about a boir arabim. A boir arabim helped a chagura. How can a chagura help? It's not mukif ledira. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said, that you need boir arabim, is that in spasi berois, not in mukif ledira. So the Mele, so the Gemara said, so okay, that's a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove, that the heter of pasi berois is only with a mayim the chazi lodem. That's how the Gemara got it from. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, beautiful. Aber higufi kasha, how does a chagura take help? Lefiyemis, how does a chagura help? I mean, we have here in our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove holds, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove holds that you need hukif ledire. So why does Taka Chagura help? So unless a Chagura speaking about is a Shemira there also. So someone should have said it. So we give a good lives by Yetzorachim. Let us see Taisvis. Zuck Taisvis, Shuhu Ayin Amo Vishirayim. That Ayin Amo Vishirayim, Rabbi Kiva said that if you don't need hukif ledire, b'chol elu metautalim, b'vat she'eibo shivim ama v'shirai. Now, l'chayre, the longest of shivim ama v'shirayim is, what is the svara that this is mutter? Because we find the chotzer ha-mishkan, which was 100 by 50, which is the same area, which is 100 by 50, so it wasn't hukif ledire, and they used the Shabbos. So memela, that's amakayr. Amakayr that loy hukif ledire is permissible to carry in Shabbos, al kaponim if it's a base of sayim, dumye de chotzer amishkin. So if we consider a mokem avoide, avoides al kalbonis, that's considered a mokem shalehukif ledire. So lechayra we have bigger areas, meharabayis, vezras noshim, shayakuf lamet hayama, vezras Israel, ayakuf peizayinama, all this was not hukif ledire, and they were metaltal there. Dinei Shabbos, we learn from the Mishkan. I say, how were they metal to talk in the Ezras Noshim, Ezras Yisrael, Eisach Nishklo? Well, Kaponim, you learn from the Mishkan. Even though this has nothing to do with Asiyas HaMishkan, this was the Avoid in the Mishkan, we learn now from the Mishkan. In Nami, the second teretz is a little easier to understand. Hazoris chashivim mukofen ledire, shayushayim rimbo kol alayla. The Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Tomid explains that there were shayimrim, as the kvoid abayis, there were shayimrim, so the shayimrim make it hukif ledire. Psahev eshtikol ha'ora an teisves, the rav, and the goyin, in the beginning of Masechet Tomid, says that there were shaymrim at the base of Mikdash. What is the makor that you need shaymrim? So we learn that from the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan there was also shaymrim. That Moshe, the pasuk is, it says v'chaynim lefnei hamisht kon kaidma Moshe ve'Aaron. So they were the makor of shaymim. You learn out from the Mishkan. So lechayre. So what is the difference between? So why is the Mishkan considered? Maybe they were only shaymim mibachutz and by the Beis Hamikdash were shaymim mibefnim. I don't know. So that made the befnim mukif ledira. Now, the next Taisvis, we'll just learn Shtiklech, because the whole middle of the Taisvis we can't understand without learning the Gemara later. But we'll just learn two Shtiklech and a Gei Alonu. Ubavad sheyehei bo shemira. So Taisvis says, Nira leforish. So we're going on the Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove that says, Yenira shemira. Nira leforish de poches meayin ame nami tzorech shemira oy beis dire. Number one, you need a shemira poches also, even though he's speaking about shivim ame, but you need poches also. Yeah. So what is the shear of shivim ame? Ubiyesa mi beis asoyin loisagi b'shemira ubeis dire ela. So here we'll see that Taisvis is chaylik and rashin. We'll see the end of Taisvis. Taisvis says beferish like this. Taisvis holds that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove never held that a beis osayim needs hukif ledire. Yizicha don't need hukif ledire. And Pashtis from the beginning of Taisvis, what Rabbi Yehuda is given. He says, a shemira, a beis dire. So why isn't this tak a hukif ledire? So from our taisvus you see, because here it is speaking about hukaf ulubesayf posach. That's how taisvus learned shot. That means that we're speaking about over here, b'shasta made the hekif, it was not hukif ledire. Later he made the shemira. So be'emesin, if you would really need hukif ledire, so then it wouldn't help, because it was hukaf l'psay posach. No, it's a chumre ba'alme of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. The Rishayim say, Aloshin, you need a hoichocha that he's going to be mishtamish in this beis osoyim. That means you don't need Hukif Ladir because there wasn't Hukif Ladir. It was Hukif Lopsayf Posach. But the Shemire accomplishes that since there's a Shemire now, so we see that he's going to be Mishtamish in this Karfif or Gine. So that is sufficient to be Mata. More than a base of Sayim, so then we need a real Hukif Ladir. And then we'll zicha need Posach Lopsayf Hukif. Now let's skip over the whole Tosfos and let's go to Umashe Pirish. That means when the lines start getting wide. Umashe Pirish Rashi. And here Tosfos is more explicit. Umashe Pirish Rashi. Afilu behukaf ledire lo ishori Rab Yehuda ben Bove biyeser mi beis osayim. Now according to Rashi, this is because Rashi learns the whole Mishnah speaking about a real hukaf ledire. And this whole heter of Hukav Ladira only applies by a base of Sayim. But a yesami base of Sayim, if a Hukav Ladira doesn't help. Ain't near it. Elo be posach lo besoif Hukav. If it will be, not like Shemira of our Mishnah. Shemira of our Mishnah is Hukav lo besoif posach. But posach lo besoif Hukav, mahani. And this whole heter of Hukav Ladira only applies by a base of Sayim. But a yesami base of Sayim of Hukav Ladira doesn't help. Ain't near it. Elo be posach lo besoif Hukav. If it will be, not like Shemira of our Mishnah. Shemira of our Mishnah is Hukav lo besoif posach. But posach lo besoif Hukav, mahani, filo be yesami base of Sayim. Where do the Sharu Rabbonon Lael Bedir Vesoyar Omukze Afilu Biyut Kurim. I mean, even though it's a Kasha Gavra Gavra Korim, but Isis means to ask if there's a machloikis, somehow the Rabbeinu Kodesh is the Mesada the Mishnayis, he should have put it that way. As a Tazoyan, as a Tazoyan, it's a machloikis. וכמה חצייכס מבוי שאויו בירושלים יסייכס על בייס עשוי וכי יסר רב יהודה בן בובה בכולם לטלפו ודווקא בשמירה הוא דקומה דלבהני בייסר מבייס עשוי דווקא השמירה הלפנש אבל פוסח אולה בסוי פוקף מהני אפילו יסר. That's that. ולרשי Shemo yesh lechalik, the bedir v'soyar u'mukze v'chotzer, lefi shetashmishtom rav is muter afilu yudkurim. Avol kalfef afilu posach l'besoyif ukaf le'mahani b'yeser mi'bei sosoy. So could be Rashi wants to say it matters what we're speaking about. He says, here we're speaking about a kalfef. So a kalfef, vi medreitis, is weiter a kalfef. It's not more than that. So memele, no, there is dira also in the kalfef. That means that we say the mechitzas on the siaches to the shemira that is there. But really, you have an area of the area of the kalfef is in yesod, not dira. So there, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds that only till beis osayim is mutter. But more than Beis HaSayim, a Kalfef is also. That what Tosfos found, that the Gemara says, Adir V'Soyer and Dos, there it's Tashmisham Rav, so Memele, so there it's called Mukif Ladire, Afilu Yeser Mi Beis HaSayim. So it could be that Mitzvah Teretz on all the Kashas, and Kama Chatzeres and Mavoyis, that's not a kalfef. There was taket tashmish and rav. But tashmish and rav could be Rashi is also moide that it'll help posach l'b'soif hukaf yesami beis osayim. In Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is only speaking about agine v'kalfef, which in yesoid are dvorim which are not diradike tashmish. Frag de Gemore, my tonne diktoni vo'oid. Vo'oid means, there's a hemshech. Vo'oid omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So what did he say till now that he's continuing? Boy doma. So Rashi, my tone Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove begine vekarf of the lael. Did he say something? He said something else by gine vekarf. Isis, he said, this is the only thing he said by gine vekarf. Ilei ma mishum de tone lei chode le chumre uktoni achite mishum achi ktoni void. So you tell me, no, void does not have to be on the same inyan of gine vekarf. Before he said achumre and pase berois. Can only make pasi berois for ber arabim. And then he said another chumre that can only be, can a base asayim of a kaf of his only mutter v'tzukev ludir. V'Rab Yehuda, the ton, some emailus of v'oid, you're telling me now, there doesn't have to be a flow. It's not, it's speaking about different inyonim. He said one chumre, another chumre, that's also v'oid. Like the Gemara, that's not true. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Leichod Lechumre, we learned in the first Mishnah in Oisim Pasim that Rabbi Yehuda said one Chumre. What was one Chumre? That you can only make Pasi Berois a Beis Osayim. More than a Beis Osayim, you can't make Pasi Berois. It's a Machitza Grue. It's a Parts Murbaloimid. So you can't make Pasi Berois more than a Beis Osayim. That's one Chumre. Then later we have another chumra of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that we hold osir rabbi mevati mechitzte. That's why you're misalik the pasi berois. It should not be beemtza reshus harab. Frek the gemore va'oid, toni va'oid va Rabbi Yehuda, the toni leichod ala chumrem. He said one chumra in the first Mishnah. Uktoni achite, v'loik toni va'oid. So vayis tachoyis, since it is two different in yonim, so it's not a hemshech, so you don't say void. And for the Gemara, hosom avseku rabbonon, hocha loy avseku rabbon. The Gemara says that the Emerson, the first Mishnah, that the rabbonon were mavsik. They said a whole Megillah. They said no more than the Beis Osayim is also muta. That more than a Beis Osayim is mutter by a Zachlatz Mukif Ladir. So they were mavsik. So then, since they were mavsik, and now Rabbi Yehuda is saying a different chum, you don't say void. Void, hosom avseku rabbonon, hochel avseku rabbonon. Here we have one Mishnah after the other. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said that you need a pasibirois, you need a beir rabim, and then void. So that since there's no hefsik, some emele, therefore could say void. Frag the Gemara, v'chol heichad avseku rabbono lektoni void, v'rabi lezer desuke avseku rabbono lektoni void. As we'll see, Rashi brings down as Rabbi Lezer and Sukkah, two members of Rabbi Lezer, and there's Avsaku Rabbon in the middle, which they void. And the Gemara, Hosom b'milsa Yehuda Avsaku, Hoche b'milsa Achit Avsaku. If the Hefsik is exactly what he was saying, we didn't speak about other Nyonim, so then you can say void. But over here, they were Mavsik b'milsa Achit. Let us see Rashi. The Kama Voi, the Mashma Da Oma Lael Bo Chumra Achite in a Kalfe Vegine. Ilaim Mishim Da Oma Chode Le Chumre Gabi Pasin Da Oma De Noisin Oisin Al Lebera Rab Mash Da Kama Chumra Achite Da Aval Gav Da Hukev Le Dire Le Shorit Fei Mi Beis Osoyim Hukev Le Dire Is Nad Muta More Than A Beis Osoyim Vareb Yudah Bar Iloi De Tone Lel Chode Le Chumre. The Omar, he said, Ad Beis Osayim, and Pasi Berois is only Mut Ad Beis Osayim, Tvei Loi. V'ho, der Ton Achiti, Sal Kendall, it's Dodim, V'loi Ton, V'oi. Zetman Doch, Mishum Dolav, B'cho de Milso, it's not the same Aloche. The Reisha Ayri, B'midas Hekif, how large the Hekif has to be. V'seifa Ayri, B'bitl Mechitzitz, and there it says, what will be Mevatl the Hekif. So even though both are speaking about Pasi Berois, but Al Kaponim, since it's speaking about two different Nikudis, so it's not one hemshech, so it doesn't say void. So the Gemara answers, no, there's different. Avsekur Rabbonon, the Kotoni Omruloi, So they started thinking about that by Agina, Nibeshasayim, Badir Vesayona. Frag the Gemara, Vachol Heiched Afsaku, Rabon Lavatone Baboi, Ishaich Lameime Boke Gain Heiched Ereshe Veseife Bechod Milse. He's saying, Afsaku, Rabon, or makes a cancer boy, but Rabbi Lezer, the Sukkah, the Snam, but Mesechah Sukkah. Rabbi Lezer, Oime Yudalat, so this Chai Vodam Lechel Besukkah. Vachachom, Ima Imrim, Ein Ledova Kitzve. Ein Ledova Kitzve. There's no minimum shear. Boy, don't, Rabbi Lezer, Mishlo Yochel, El Yontav Arish, and Yashel, El Yontav Achroin, there's a Dina Shlom. Say, doch, Boy, Alma Mishum, the Reisha Veseife Besuda de Suke. Ubechesh Boinan, so we see from there in Suke, that since the Reish and Seife are more or less the same in Yonim, you see, if there is some connection, Avseku is Lamal Emir. Ushmami no, hi the light ton ibi the rabbi who the void. Say bizoy, so let's go, but you see, Afsaku. So, hi the light ton ibi rabbi who the void, mishum the light domihu. That's the difference. I said, have Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Lezer and Suke. Rabbi Lezer and Suke, they were mavsik, and they said void. Rabbi Yehud, they were mavsik, they didn't say void. So, what's pshat? So, kocha, because it's loidomi, because by loidomi you don't say void. So now I'm back to the old kasha, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavel omeli de toni le. So why did it say boy? It's also loidami. We see Avsaku is lemala voy merit. Hosam gabi suki zuk the gemara name. Bemilse Avsaku, bemilse Avsaku. Lehad le rabon ele besud. That's what he was speaking about by answering him. So we're speaking about the same inyan. We didn't go off on a tangent. Aval Rabbi Yehuda de masnissen loy airi ele bepase berois. Rabbi Yehuda speaking about Pasei Beroitz, Beiso Saim. V'had Rabbonon, V'gine, V'kalte, V'dir, V'soya. They're speaking about a multitude of other things. So Memele, that's called Avseku. So that's Avseku, then you can't say boy. Ula Oilom, Taime Mishum Avseke. That's the reason. Two Chumris you also would say boy, even though they're two different in Yonim. But there was a Hefsek here, there's no Hefsek by in Suke. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavel Layavsky ton of Yoit. Zog Toisves, Ilema Mishum de Toni Chodel Chumre, Perish, the Shayech Lemisne, let us see the Lemisne Vioit, Avol Gav, let us see the base, Avol Gav Lehavim Inyan Echot, Avol Hop Shitali, the Shaykh Lemisna Boit Hechadahavi Tarvayu Lechumre Kemoi Pesha Shaykh Lemisna Boit Avol Gav Lehavi Tarvayu Minyinechot. Let's see the Gil's way is like this. The Shaykh Lemisna Ilayman Mishum the Toni Chode Lechumre Pesha Shaykh Lemisna Boit Avol Gav Lehavi Tarvayu Minyinechot. Vachosh Ken Hechadahavi Tarvayu Minyinechot Avol Gav Lehavi Tarvayu Lechumre Kemoi Besuke. The Pekri be the Megillah, the Rishis, the Pershakuntras. Hoche b'milsa achite yafseku. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that a milsa achite, that's called a hefsek, then you can't say void. Taimi. The Bepeire kamevi kade yayin ktoni. Void. Va'afal gav da afsek b'milsa achite. Bustu tzich dorten in Beye, it says as follows. The Toni Rabbelezer Oimer, Neitel Adam Kisim Mishalafonov Lachzeitz by Shinov Megavev Minachotzer Umadlik. Now there is a shaila of what is considered min hamuchan. Rabbi Lezer holds that a kisim is called mucham, a something that you use for a toothpick, is called mucham for all tashmishim, not only for tashmishay dleike. We're speaking about Yomtev, who are then for using it for a toothpick. It's called min hamuchan, it's not mukze. That's mavua, not only milafonov in the house, it's not mukze, fill in the chotzer, which is hard to find, it's also not mukze. Megave min hachotzer, madlik, vuhu adin, he could use the lafzis by shina. Vachachomim oimrim, megave mishalafonov, madlik. And the chomim say no. the only Eitzim Dakim which are Minamuchan is number one, Mishalafon of not in the Chotzer. Number two, it's only Minamuchan Lahadlik, but not Lachlis Boishin. Fine. Oktani Bosa Hochi. Right afterwards, it says, it speaks about something else in Gansen. Ein Mitzina Sa'u Loimin Ha'itzim. A whole din, umafsik bove shleime. It says a whole new bove about how you're permitted to make a fire, you're not permitted to make a fire. Oktoni bosa hochi va'oid omar rabbi leza, oimed odam ala mukze. And then it says, nochem oloid. So there you have afseku bemilsa achite. And va'oid omar rabbi leza. Before we'll see the terutzim that Tosis brings, the Rashba brings down from the Ravid a very interesting teretz. But the Ravid said, "Afseku ach b'milse achiti afseku." When is it called a hepsik? Is when that is being said the first time it disagrees with. That means Rabbi Lezer said you dalat sudis. They said no. Ein ludova kitzve. Rabbi Yehuda said, only Beis Osayim. They said no. So by a hepsik b'milsa achite, so then you can't go back void. The Ravid says over here in Beya, this bov in the middle is a dover amuskim. Rabbi Lezer's maskim. This is a dover amuskim. And since the Tana from some reason wanted to be misada these halachas together, so he's stuck in this halacha, but since this is a davar hamuskim, Rabbi Lezer also holds from this halacha, so pas vayta, when Rabbi Lezer starts continuing to speak, pas void. That's the Ravitz teretz on Tosfos Kashya. Umihu, Rashi asks the Kashya over there, Rashi mahapach shom ha-mishne va-gemore. Rashi says that Rashi makes a whole mapecha over there. That this bover shleimer comes later. So mele, you can say void. Achla Rabbeinu Tam, she'oimer she'en tzorich lahapach. He says you don't have to make a whole mapech over there. The milse the urka mesayim ve'ozul. The milse the urka mesayim ve'ozul koshe. She'en tzorich lahapach. The milse the urka mesayim ve'ozul koshe. Go to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that he wants to end up all the inyone hadlokke, and therefore that's how it goes together. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, is doch schwer. Why does it say boy? V'shleimed ha'osam ha'vetrei kuli, v'shayich le'misne boy. By two kulis, it shayich to say boy. Afal gav de ifsik b'milsa achite, te koyach te teira odif. That means, if Rabbi Lezer is saying a kula, so Memele said, even after Hefsek, he said one cooler, and he said another cooler. So even though these coolers have no shaykhs one with the other, even though there's a Hefsek in between, but this is a double mechudish, he said two coolers. So Memele, that we could say void. Here, to say chumris is not a chiddish. So Memele, if it's in one flow, there's no Hefsek in Bimil Sachita, you'll say void. But if it's Hefsek in Bimil Sachita, you don't say void.